We're going to give it to you live.
Tune in. Get right. Get live. Get real. Get serious. Because you lie right now with the business counselor and that mentor and big bro, DJ. And let the wolf howl. Ooh.
There's a lot of other forest company that's not going to tell you the truth. You're now live at the beginning course where we teach us and train. You got to be mentally right. You are now listening to TJ.
The war.
We not going to play no game. In my classes, we are not going to play no game. We going to teach you what you need to be taught to be strong mentally and financially, that these suckers in Forex and other companies, YouTuber, FaceTuber, or whatever you want to call, don't even tell you the truth. Stay tuned. We live now.
Good Thursday. Yes, it is. For those who don't know who I am, my name is TJ. I'm the business counselor here at the Forex Upper / mentor. Slag, whatever you want me to be. I really don't believe in title. I only believe in helping those who want to help themselves. We finna go into some teaching of some Forex, but we're going to wait another 5 more minutes. We're going to give people enough time to show up, all right? So we give them 5 more minutes. I think it's only fair to give people 5 more minutes to show up. And after that, we got to start. For those that are listening, when someone say, what is the link? Can you please help me out and give them the link? Because I'm already knowing that you're going to have a few people saying their audio is not working. Now, if your audio is not working or it keeps stopping, that means it's your phone or it's your audio. So you got to get that fixed. If you can hear me, say hello. Those who can hear me right now, let me know if you can hear me loud and clear. Loud and clear. Let me know if you can hear me loud and clear. Give me some feedback. Let me know if you're live there. We're going to start in 5 minutes. All right, Abbas, you can hear me. Also, all right, who else can hear me? If you can hear me, let me know. If you can hear me, let me know. I just want to know. All right. Awesome. All right, so let's give people 5 more minutes to show up, right, before we start. So let's play a little music, and let's give people 5 more minutes. Can somebody please tell that lady, Miss Helen, she has to, see, this is what I tell everybody in that letter. I think I told everybody in that letter, if your audio don't work, don't join the classes because it makes it harder for me. Somebody give her the link, please. All right, let's play some music. Let's give about a few more minutes. Let's get enough time for people to show up today. I hope you all are having a great day. Please, when you come to class, please don't leave while you in class. Because otherwise, you're going to miss something. This is going to be your fault, not mine. If you want to get comfortable, make sure you have your kids today. You're doing some notes. What's up, Amar? Fernando? Nicomo? Daniel? Make sure you have your pins ready. We're going deep today.
Purchase your track today.
Gabriel? Give a few more minutes. We're just giving a few more minutes. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, we're just giving a few more minutes. Alrighty. Welcome to the Forex Beginning Course.
Purchase your tracks today.
Yes. We're just waiting. Also, good morning, everyone. We're just waiting a couple more minutes. Get enough time for people to wake up. Like I said earlier, if you guys can help me out, when someone says their audio keeps stopping, please give them the link. Because I can't stop every time. If I stop every time, we would never get nothing done. So I can't stop every 5 minutes explaining to tell them to click on the link. Because everything was said in the letter. All right, 2 more minutes. Andrew, can you hear us? Andrew, look at that link, buddy. I don't think he knows. Does he know? Can you hear me, Andrew? Click on that link, buddy. I don't think he knows. I keep putting the link. I keep putting out there.
Purchase your tracks today.
Awesome. What's up, Maleko? Maleko been around for a while. He's been around for a while. I think he got the ebook. I think Maleko got the ebook. I think he read the ebook before. He purchased the ebook a long time ago. He's been around for a while. He's been around for a minute. All right, we're going to start in 1 minute because we got to go because time's going to click. So get enough time for people to show up. Remember what I told you guys that 95% of people fail. Not because they don't put in the effort, so, or they allow their emotions, or they give up, or they get in fear, or because of greed, which is the number one problem with a lot of people, fears and greed. All right, I'm going to start in a few seconds. Have your notes ready today. About to have fun. Few more seconds. All right, how you doing, Mr. Phil? Glad you arrived. All right, so I'm gonna talk real slow because I want you guys to. I'm also gonna write notes in here for you guys. So when I write notes in here, just copy it and paste it to your phone or whatever you do. So I'm gonna write a lot of notes in here too as well. So we're gonna take our time. Remember, we got plenty of days coming up. So we're doing little by little. So don't expect to learn everything in one day. Be patient. That's the key thing is being patient. All right, let's begin. For those who don't know me, my name is CJ. I'm the business counselor here at theforwardeffort.com. For those who understand who we are a trading online company where we provide several services. We provide account management, which we will talk about that throughout, you know, the weeks. We provide signals. We provide 7-day signals. We provide the extra step mentorship. And we also provide free courses, which is the one you guys are in. You guys are in Class B. This is what this is about. What's going on, Mr. Allerston? So today, now remember, now we got some new folks in here today. Remember that next week, class will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So keep that in mind, everyone. Classes will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and on Thursday next week. So please keep that in mind. That's when classes will be. All right? So that way, we all be on the same level. The time never going to change. We'll have 3 days next week because we've got to get deep as we can. Now, Forex. First thing before I start putting down certain notes. You guys have to understand, and I understand that you all listen to a lot of rumors of thinking you can get real, think you can get rich real fast with Forex. So here's the truth, that there's no truth. That's false. That's false. Do not think one bit you can get rich in Forex. I don't care what anyone tells you. I see it all the time. That's how people scam you. This is how you get scammed for your money. When people tell you, hey, you come give us this, we can make you thousands, thousands, and thousands of dollars. That's not how that works in Forex. Those are called scammers. When someone telling you that you can make this much within a day, those call scammers. So you got to keep that in heart, that you cannot expect to make a lot with small investment. Okay, so I want you to keep that in mind. Keep in mind, this is what we said yesterday, or what we said on Tuesday, seed plus time equal harvest. So I want you guys to remember that seed, what is seed, investment plus time equal harvest. Okay, I don't want you guys to believe when you start trading or have someone trade for you that you can get rich within a month. And I think that's the most biggest disappointment why people get upset so quick, because they expect to make a lot of money real fast. That's not how that works in Forex. You gotta have a lot of investment. So let's talk about what is Forex. Let me go to my notes, all right? I'm gonna start writing this stuff down, all right? So let's talk about, let's start with the basic. Now, I understand that some of you guys are on different levels, and that's cool. But you gotta remember the ones who are not. So be patient with each other. Don't expect for me to talk about trade on day one when you got people in here don't know what Forex is. So you have to be patient with one another. I have to do my job to make sure I teach A to Z. I can't skip over A just because you already know what it is. Everyone don't know what it is. So let's start with this. What is Forex? Start with this. We need to start, what is Forex? Because I know a lot of people don't know what is Forex. There's some people in here who never did Forex before. So let's copy. Let's paste. What is Forex? What is Forex? This is what Forex is. Am I writing everything down for you guys? Everything down for you. Because you got to understand what you're dealing with. Copy. This is what Forex is. Forex, F-O-R-E-X, stands for Forex Exchange. Forex, for all you know, is one of the biggest, biggest, biggest market across the world. Worth billions and billions of dollars. This is Forex. This is what we're talking about. Forex exchange market is a global, decentralized. Hold on, my computer acting up. All over the counter marketing of trading of currency, which we will talk about what is currency. This market determines Forex exchange rates for every currency, includes all aspects of buying, selling, and exchanging currency at current or determined prices. What that means is, what Forex is, all you is basically exchanging different currency with another market. I'm going to give you an example. All it is, a big billion-dollar thing where everyone just exchange, sell and buy. Like, for instance, I might want to trade my USD for your UEUR, stand for Europe. I'm going to give you an example. Because Forex, in this situation that we're talking about, you can make money. All you're basically doing is trading and buying. That's all you're basically doing. You're just basically trading and buying pairs. That's all basically what it is. And making a lot of money doing it. That's all that is. It's just basically what you're doing. You're selling and buying. Let's get a picture there so you see the picture. Let's get a picture there, right? This is what it is. I'll show you right now. Put a picture down. Hold on. Let me get my picture. I'll show you something. Hold on. Let me show you something. It's basically what you're doing. Hold on. This is basically what you're basically doing. How many of y'all have seen, some of y'all already know this term already, EER over USD, CAD over, yeah, you got it, yeah. That's basically what you're doing. All you're doing is basically selling and buying. That's all you is. You're selling and buying. That's all basically what it is, selling and buying. And we're going to get deep into that. But I want you guys to understand that Forex is basically is a market where you're exchanging currencies for another currency. I trade my USD dollar for your Canada dollars. Let's see how much can we profit off of that. That's basically what it is. That's pretty much basically what it is. It's nothing else, how people make it seem like it, but it's also you got to have strategy. So I can tell you guys, you got to have patience. All right? And we'll go more deep into that, all right? Now, a lot of people want to know, before we go to the currency part, let's go this. Let's do this right here. We're going to skip something. This is what everybody want to know. Can you make a living out of Forex? This people want to know. This is what we're going to do first. Let's copy. Let's paste. Can we make a living out of Forex? For those who want to understand, can I feed my family with Forex? Can I take care of my kids off of Forex? Is it true what they say that I can do all things through Forex? Or is it another scam? Forex is 100% true. The scammers are the people you got to watch out for. Trading Forex for a living is very challenging. This is why I tell you guys. And it's associated with many risks. It's required a lot of what? Preparation from traders. This is why I said that you have to study this. You have to study, learn every part about Forex, when to trade, when not to trade, when to pull in, what is pips, when to invest, when not to overpurchase. This is why I said you have to learn every instrument that got something to do with Forex, because if you don't, you won't do well. They are serious about it. What that said here? A lot of preparation from traders that are really serious about it. But if they manage to do all the preparation right, Forex trading is a living possibility. So the question is, well, can I make a living off of Forex? Yes. If you're serious about it, if you know what you're doing, if you're doing everything you're supposed to do, if you're doing your research correctly, if you're paying attention, if you're reading everything, which I want to bring that up. I think some of y'all be getting on about reading everything. But sometimes when we read, we have a tendency of not reading everything properly. When you read that that map, or when you got to read the trading view, and we're going to talk about what a trading view, because a trading view, that's what you're going to need. If you don't know how, if you miss all of that, don't read everything, you're going to fail. So if you want to make this a living thing, which we're going to talk about investments, because you got to have the right investment now. I understand that we all in different countries. Some of you guys in South Africa. Some of you guys in America. Some of you guys in different areas. So I know the currency is different. So I understand. Trust me. I'm understanding everything. But I'm also going to tell you the truth. If you want to survive in this Forex, you have to do everything properly. You have to understand what's the don'ts and what's the do's. You also have to understand how long you need to practice this on your own. You also have to understand how do you do your researches. If you want to make a living, the problem is, remember we said a couple of days ago that 95% people fail. Why do 95% people fail? Because of emotions, anger, greed, not paying attention, think they know it all, and think they got it figured out. That's why they fail. And that's a high percentage. So you got to ask yourself, where do I want to be at today? Okay? So now if we go down here. We're going to go through that one more time because I want this to stick to your mind. Then we go back talking about more about Forex. I want you guys to stick this to your mind. Stick this to your mind. Stick it to your mind. I want you to remember this so you won't become that failure. I want you to remember this. I want you all to remember this. This is why people quit so much. I want you to remember this. Yeah. There we go. Maleko been around for a while. And he's telling you right now, I'm telling you, like, stuff we're going to see. Why do Forex traders fail? The reason, meaning Forex traders fail, is that they are uncapitalized in relation to the size of the trader they make. It's either greed or the prospect of controlling vast amount for only small amount of capital. Remember I tell you that some people think they can make a lot with small money? That's not how that works. I know somebody said, well, can I trade with $50? What are you gonna get for $50? You're not gonna get $3,000. You gotta make sense to yourself. You have to make sense to yourself. If I want to make $1,000 and if I want to make a lot of money, I have to be a wise investor. You have to invest. Number one thing, you have to be an investor. There's nothing in free in Forex besides these free courses. You have to be an investor. You can't make money if you don't got money. You cannot make money if you don't got money. That's the truth. How can you make money, profits, if you don't have investments? In Forex, well, you have to have investment. You think somebody's going to trade with you, you ain't got no money? This is trading we're talking about. Do you think anyone's going to trade with you if you don't got no money? You have to sacrifice and say, hold up. Some of us buy crazy stuff. We spend money on phones. We spend money on alcohol. We spend money on drugs. We spend money on unnecessary stuff. But we won't spend money in ourselves to invest, to make more money so we can provide for our family. We don't want to do that. In Forex, you have to invest. You have to sacrifice. The money that you put money on, you have to invest. And I understand. Look here. The first situation is hard to get money. Let me tell you something. As long as you still living today, and you can think of an idea, your idea can create you money. There's always ways to make money now. Don't never say I can't make money. There's always ways to make money. Because you don't have investment, there's no need to even go in Forex. There's no need to even go in Forex. You got to have an investment. Let's move on. This is the thing you got to understand. First of all, you got to know, we're going to talk about the currency pairs. It's basically what you're doing. For those who don't know what currency therapy is, let's see. Here we go. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to put all this down for you guys. Okay? So that way you can see it. Copy. I want y'all to write this down. Here we go. Paste. Remember what I told y'all earlier, that in the beginning, that basically what it is basically you just buying and selling. You're getting different pairs. All it is, you just trading pairs. That's all you're basically doing. You just basically trading pairs. As you see right here, let's put that here. Let's get another picture. Remember the picture I showed you? Well, that's my other information. Hold on, let me back up. Hold on, I'm gonna show you something. This is basically trading or buying or selling pairs. That's basically what it is. And when you see pairs, I'm gonna show all the pairs. That way I can do it all at one time. Hold on. I wanna do it all at one time. Hold on, I'm gonna do it all at one time. Write it down. I want you to write it down. It's basically what you're doing. You have to learn what you're doing here. Basically, this is what pairs look like, people. Copy. These are what pairs look like, okay? Let's go here. This is what pairs look like. It looks like that. That's all you're basically doing in the market. You're basically just trading those, or you're buying if you're selling. Now, see them pairs on the bottom? Those are the most trading forex pairs in the world. So you see them pairs? Those are the most pairs that will make you profits. That's what pairs look like, currency pairs. That's basically what you're doing. But it's not as easy as you see it, because you got to have a strategy. You have to have a strategy. But that's basically what you're doing. You're just basically selling or buying pairs. You know? So the thing about it is, the problem is, the question is, when to sell? Oh, should I sell? Or should I buy? That's another topic. But you have to learn these right here. That's all you're basically doing. All you're basically doing in Forex, Forex basically what you're doing, you're selling and buying, and all this right here you see right here, and learn what these means too. I'm going to tell you the best one, USD. You know why? Because that's the most economy country. So that currency dollar is a lot of money. All right? But as you can see, all these things that I have enrolled, keep that in mind. Write these stuff down. I want you to write these stuff down so when I tell y'all to start doing them, because we got to open you guys an account. It's not a real account. It's like a fake account. So you can start practicing. But I want you to start practicing. Yeah. I want you to start practicing what these pairs are. Understand what they mean. That's basically what you're doing. Know what they mean. These are the best one in the world. These are where you can make money from that we normally do. So write these stuff down. All right, let's move further. Let's move further. Okay, hold on. Let's move further. Now the question is, how do I open up an account? A lot of folks want to know what is an account. Like when I get a Forex, what I need to do? But is Forex a good investment? Okay, let me show you something. Is Forex a good investment? Let's go here. Okay. Forex, it's a good investment for those who want to know. Is Forex a good investment? The Forex market is highly profitable. Is it? Yes, and I put that here. But that's part of it. I put New Zealand in there. I put the top ones in there, Abbas. I put the top ones. Those are the top ones. NZD is part of it, but I put the top ones. I'm just basically putting examples. That's all I'm doing. I'm just putting examples. I didn't want to put every pair in there. These are just examples so they understand what pairs are and what they look like. That's basically what you're doing. But I put the top ones, though. All right? Let's go back to the Forex. Is Forex a good investment? The Forex market is highly profitable with the potential to multiply your initial investment tenfold overnight. So there you go. It's telling you that Forex is a good investment. Yeah, I told him to get that ebook. I told him to get that ebook. That's the number. As a matter of fact, let me pause. I'm glad you said that, Malika. I meant to say that at the beginning of the show. You guys need to get that ebook. I get it. That's a, because after this, I'm going to tell you something. That ebook is going to help you to move further, because I can't teach every single dialogue. I can't teach every single dialogue, otherwise it'll take forever. We'll be sitting here for hours and hours and hours. You guys need to go purchase that ebook. Our ebook is going to help you out. At least going to get you started. If you're serious about learning or want to make profits, because I'm taking that everybody here, because they're tired of being slaves to not having money, right? So I'm sure that everyone is here because they want financial freedom, right? You want to have freedom and money where you can take care of your family, correct? I'm sure that's why everyone is here, right? So if that's your motive, you got to get these different books so you can study, man. I cannot emphasize enough. I cannot emphasize enough. You got to get that book. All y'all got to get that book. It's not but $24. You get it electronically. That's all it's going to. Once you purchase, it'll be already sent to your email. And it has a video there. So you can watch. It's also in audio and video. While you're reading it, you can't beat that. Everything is there. It's going to help you understand everything better. Especially for those with network issues. Go get that ebook. I'm not bringing it up again. But yeah, you, as far as a good investment, yes it is. That's why I said you got to have an investment. Now, the question of how much investment is, that's a whole different ballgame. But you got to have a good investment, all right? Let's continue to move on. Let's continue to move on. You also would need a broker. When you open up a Forex account, you also would need a broker. If you're in South Africa, the method is PayPal, Skrill, Bitcoins, Western Union. Those are methods, I believe. All you have to do is, I put that link up there the other day ago. Just click on the link. I'll put it up there again at the end of this class. Just go there, click on the link, and say, I want the ebook. Click on it. It's going to say make the purchase. Once you make the purchase, it will be sent to you, okay? That's how you get the ebook. You get the ebook right away. You get through electronically. You go to your email, and then you open it up. It's a whole bunch of pages. I think about 88 or maybe 100 something, probably more than that. Just can't remember. Everything is there in audio, video, so your way you can see it clearly. That's how you get that ebook. All right? All right, let's go back to the Forex market. The Forex market, I also want to say this real quick. The Forex market is not as strong. Sometimes you will have some, sometimes you're going to go through some storms. Yeah, you can do it through Bitcoin. We talk about that after class. Just get in my inbox. Forex, I'm going to be honest with you guys before I continue. I had a lot of different clients, customers, there were people. Forex can mess with your emotions. All right? It can definitely mess with your emotions because when your money is involved and you wasn't taught properly, you easily quit the panic. That's why a lot of things don't be taught, because if you don't have patience or if your emotions weak, you're going to panic. I'm not saying to scare you guys. I'm saying to tell you guys the truth. That's what you need to understand first. Now, you also need a broker. Let's talk about the broker, which is Forex. What is a broker? Because you can't do Forex without no broker. All right? You got to have a broker. You got to have a broker. Let's talk about the point of the broker. You need a broker. Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you this. What is a broker? You need a broker, all right? You need a broker. Let's do this. You need a broker. That's number one thing. You cannot do Forex without a broker. For those who don't know what a broker is, you need a broker. Hold on. You need a broker. What is a broker? A Forex broker is a financial service company that provides trader access to platform for buying and selling foreign currency. Forex is short for foreign exchange. Transaction in the Forex market are always between a pair of two different currencies, which we talked about earlier. You need a broker. That's what all your, that's where you do your trades at. That's what all your profit would be at. That's where all your money would be at. You got to have a broker. And I'm telling you, with this broker, you better have a valid ID. Broker is totally different from us. We don't control what the broker do. I want y'all to understand that, because I think a lot of times people get us mixed up with broker. Broker got nothing to do with us. We're just the traders. Broker is a totally different company. All right? And sometimes they get commission off your money. Yeah, they don't tell you that part, but they do get commission. When you losing, they win it. And if you win it, they losing. So brokers do get commission off your money. I'm letting you know that now. But you need a broker. When you open up an account, you need a broker. But that's only if you know you're going to put some money in there, you're going to invest. Now, I want to make sure y'all understand this with the broker. Hold on, let's continue. Because people want to see, because you want to know, are they legal? Can we trust the broker? I mean, how else you going to do it? Check this out. Check this out. Are Forex brokers legit? Forex investment is legitimate. They are legitimate. They're not a scam. The scam are the people that tell you to come join their company. Those are the scammers. Broker are two different things. That is a company. So you got to get yourself a broker. Remember, certain broker has certain restrictions based on in the country you live in. Okay, so keep that in mind. So you have to get a broker that your country will allow you to have. A lot of these different brokers have restrictions now. So remember, whenever you start trading, or you have to want to trade for you, you got to have a broker. Broker to keep your profits. That's where you trade at. That's where you exchange. That's where you do everything. That's like your bank. It's like a saving account. Like when you put everything in there and it does what it want to do, that's basically what it is. So remember, get a Forex broker. They are legit. Don't worry about can they steal money from you. They cannot steal money from you. But I will tell you this, they will get commission off you if you lose. And secretly, guess what? Secretly, when people don't know about the brokers, they'll let you overpurchase. They'll let you blow your account. They don't even tell you. They don't even give you a red flag. Uh-oh, your account about to blow up. A lot of people don't know that. They let you overpurchase. I'm telling you that right now. They let you purchase a lot of stuff without even telling you. Let you know your account is blown. That's why you got to know what's the leverage, your pips, and all that stuff, which we talk about as time progress. But you have to learn the principle first. Okay? So the broker's not going to tell you everything. They only there to hold your money for you, where you can do your thing. They're not there to warn you that you're going to blow your account. They'll let you blow your account. And then you get mad and upset. That's how they work. That's how they properly work. That's why it's very important to be educated so you won't fall into that guideline. Damn, my account just got blown again. So they're going to let you, especially if you don't know what you're doing. All right, let's go to the next one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are y'all going to like this one? Y'all going to like this one, but hold on. Copy. So I don't want you to read this. Allison, hold on. This is what you do. Go on Google, find out what's the best broker. When you find out what's the best broker, it'll tell you the statistic number. All right? And none of our scammers, the broker's not the scammer. You got to remember I told you the brokers, they're just a company. You know, they're just a company. That's all they are. You know what I mean? So you just got to make sure. Yeah, it's new. A lot of you don't know that. You just got to be careful. What you do is this. You know how you go to Google and you say, all right, show me all the brokers. It's going to show you all the top brokers. Remember, different brokers are different, though. So every broker has their pros and cons. Like we use Google's way at LQDFX when we do people accounts. And the reason why we do that, the reason why we do LQDFX, and the reason why we do Google's way, because it's not the best broker, I'm going to be honest, but it's easy for people to get their money when they want it. Right? So if you make profits, it's time for you to collect profits. You're going to want your money right away, right? You don't want to sit there and wait for weeks and weeks. So that's why we choose Hoover's Way, LQDFX, because it's not the best one. I'm not going to lie to you. But our customer be able to get their profits right there and there if they can. And it's easy to get approved. We got another one. Do forward brokers want you to lose? Your forward broker assume that you will lose money over the long run when you trade. Because you're going to lose money. That's true, y'all. Here's what I say. A lot of companies not going to tell you all this, guys, because they want to scam you out your money. All right? They don't want to tell you. Most companies not going to tell you this. They're going to tell you, hey, man, come join us. What's your email? What's your telegraph? And then as you know, you spent money with them, guess what? They took all your money because they're not going to tell you the truth. That's why you got to build trust with people first before you start doing work with them. Build trust, learn their credentials, learn what they're about before you do business so you won't get yourself scammed. So yeah, your forward broker assumes that you will lose money over the long run when you trade. Give that 95% of forward trader lose money. It is very safe assumption. Every broker has to decide whether a new account will belong to the group 95% of traders that loses money or the group 5% that makes money. That's scary, ain't it scary? Scary, right? Wow, that's facts. That's facts. But if you're working with the right team, what is you got to worry about? If you're working with the right team, what is that you got to worry about? And your account is going, and I'm going to tell you this. We'll talk about this throughout the weeks. Your everyone account sometimes would go through that storm, which is called drawdown. It's called drawdown. But we'll talk about that another day. We're going to stick to the stuff, just the simple stuff first. Because don't worry, because I know y'all reading it, y'all like, wow, damn, 95%. Oh, I don't want a problem with that. No. As time progresses, I'm going to show you other ways around that. So don't worry about it. I'm just telling you the truth, the facts, how brokers work. Okay? All right, let's move further. Matter of fact, let's take a 3-minute break. If you got to use the restroom, drink some water or whatever you need to do, go ahead and do it now. Let's take a 3-minute break, right? I'm gonna play some music. Let's have a break. But don't let the, all right. So it's a lot, so much information that I need to share. But just make sure y'all write these notes down and start seeing it. All right, we're on a break now, so I'm going to put on some music or something. Yeah, we got a lot more to go. We're going to do some much with more time.
Purchase your tracks today.
No problem. We on a break. Go ahead and take that break. Y'all gotta use the bathroom. If you got any questions, you gotta ask me now while we on a break. You gotta ask me now. We on a break right now. Thank you, Ms. Malika. Yeah. When y'all get done with this course, y'all gonna be ready to go. I guarantee you that. You're gonna learn everything you need to learn. It's going to be real slowly, though. Yes, sir. Next week, we're going to open up a demo account. How many of y'all got demos account? We still on a break. We still on a break. But how many of y'all got demos account already? How many of y'all got demos account?
Purchase your tracks today.
Thank you, sir. All right. One more minute. We're going to get back. One more minute. All right, yeah. Malika, tell him about Malika. Tell them about that demo account. That's a great way to practice, but I'll talk about that next week, about the demo account. Are you close yours? Yeah. Yeah. But use a demo account is the best way to practice. Yeah. We're just chilling right now. We're on a little break. Let me drink me some water. My mouth is dry.
Tracks today.
All right. We back. All right. Let's get back to business. Yeah, demo's free. But the demo, I will talk about that next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's continue. Let's talk about this is my main concern here. I'm right there. This is my main concern. I'll tell you why. I'm gonna write it down. This is my main concern here. Is forex trading good for beginners? Go ahead and take that time and read that. Forex trading can be exciting. You know, it gets exciting, correct? Everyone wants to be happy about, you know, making money. You know, obviously, that's what's on everyone's mind, right? To come here to make money, to make some income for them and their family. But it also can be tough, especially for beginners. Newcomers underestimate the importance of financial education. Remember I told y'all the financial education? This is a problem we have in here, the financial education. If you don't get the financial education, understanding how much you need to invest, it's not with that too. It's also when you do them trades, with the currencies. You have to know how much it's going to be. You got to divide. It's a lot of math. It's a lot of math involved. Teens who have unrealistic expectations. What are the unrealistic expectations? Can anyone tell me that most beginners have? For those who experienced Forex already, what was your expectation that you thought at first when you first started Forex? Some of y'all have been around Forex for a while. What type of expectation did you have? Tell me what expectation you guys have. You don't want to do demo. Like, what expectation did you have at first when you first started Forex that you believe? I'd like to see some answers here. Now, some of y'all have been around for a minute. No problem, Mr. K. There we go, Maleko. To make money 2 months and leave my job. Yes. To make money fast. There go another one. Those are expectations, right? There you go. Now, Malika, let me ask you a question. Yeah, here we go. Big money at short time. There go another one. Those are expectations we all have, right? Well, I like these ones. Right? Yeah, that's financial freedom. That's the goal. Successful trader. Okay, so now, the reason why I asked that is because, watch this, Maleko, in 2 months, did you make a lot of money in 2 months? Did you find out, tell us what happened. You find out the truth about what? So I'm gonna share some with you guys. I'm gonna share some with you guys. To make fast money, I'm gonna share some with you guys. Go ahead, Mr. Maleko, I'll let you go ahead and type. I want you. Go ahead. Maleko, he's going to tell you his story, y'all. I want you to see other people who have been involved, too, so y'all can see their experience. Read their experience. It's good to see other people's experience, and it's good to see other people's views of what they've been through. Because remember, we're here to win. So for us to win, we got to find out the truth so we can win. So we're going to make these mistakes no more. While Maleko, he's still typing. Let's still read what I wrote. Let's go back to what I wrote till Maleko get done with his. Okay, so they tend to have unrealistic expectations and struggle to control their emotions. There go another one. Shall we write this down again? Do it again. Tend to have unrealistic expectations. Read the bottom. See, there you go. Mr. Maleko. See, there you go. We're just telling you guys. Exactly. So let's read what I just wrote. Tend to have unrealistic expectations and struggle to control their emotions, pushing them to act, what's that say? And impair their overall performance. Look here, guys. The truth is, I want you to understand this, because it all depends on what type of strategy you go with, too. You got three different strategies. You got day trading. You got short-term strategy. You got scalping. And you got long-term strategy. What type of strategy do you guys use? I want to know. What type of strategy do you guys use? And why do you use that strategy? I'd like to know. We use long-term strategy. We are long-term strategy foundation. Because the unrealistic expectation that we believe that we'll make a lot of money real fast, that is not true. They'll never tell you, I'm going to tell you something. They'll never tell you the right type of investment. They'll never tell you the right type of investment to get to what you need to get to. And then when your emotions get, or you step on day trading, let that go, man. That day trading, man, let that go. You got to let it go, man. I'm telling you something, because you, day trading, oh, you remind me. I'll tell you why day trading is crazy. I'm going to show you something here. Yep. There we go. That day trading man, let that go. That scalper man, let that go. There you go. Start for it without a strategy. Yep. Those are all the problems right there. You cannot. Look here. I'm going to show you something. First of all, we need to understand. Hold on. Our media. Hold on. First of all, let's look at the hours. Everybody click on that thing. When you see that, y'all see that, what I just put in there? Tap on that. These are the best forex market hours to trade. Before I get there, let me go back to y'all questions or y'all answers. Let me tell you something. Day trading gonna have you stressing, man. Short-term strategy gonna have you stressing, man. Why? Because you're making irrational decision quickly. And you make a move. And you're not, you know what I mean? Even with the scalper stuff. With long-term strategy, you don't have to worry. You don't have to look at your account every day. When you got short-term strategy, day trading, guess what? Your face is always in the phone. Let me see how much money I got today. Did I lose any money? Did I make any money? And you always looking on that phone. Oh, did I make any money? Did I lose any money? And it's stressing you out. And then you got, I got to make more money. Oh, and you're stressed out. And you make a move. You make a move because you don't got no money. Day trading. Look, man, I'm telling you about the day trading. Look at the day trading hours. You see that London? Day trading hours from 2 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's day trading. Day trading is in the early in the morning of the hour. Look at that, London. That's when day, man, who want to get up? Come on, that's every day. Every day? That's what day trading does. Short term, you got to do that. What's they call that? Stop, profit, loss? Man, that's stress, man. Why you want to go to do the stop, profit, loss every single time? Okay, let me do stop, profit, loss. Let me do stop, profit, loss. Let me do stop, profit, loss. Let me do blah, 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 blah. Then you stressed out. Then you really ain't making no money. Because everything's been done quickly. Everything's been done fast and in a hurry. And then you put money in, and then it makes you know you're not reading, you're not paying attention to your risk. Makes you know, oh, your account blown. Makes you know your account is blown. So, unrealistic idea that Forex is not a risk game. You got to get that out your mind already. You got to get that out your mind. I guarantee you it's not that way. It takes time to get to a level. And sometimes you got to lose a few times to get to where you need to get to. Because it's going to happen. Y'all see this? Y'all see these trading hours that I put in there? What, you know why I put that in there? So you know these are the time, the best time when to trade. Okay? I'm going to show you another secret. I might have time to say it. The first trading begins at what? In London time. 2 a.m. That's day trading. That's what time day trading got to get. Yep, there we go. That trading time and session. Now, when y'all see these two lines, y'all see, look at London, New York. Y'all see when you get to 8 o'clock, look at London and New York. Now, when you look at London and New York, go to 8 o'clock. Do you notice they underneath each other? That's volatile. Yep, that's volatile. Do we know what volatile means? I don't have time to spend it today because y'all got to know these hours, man. Y'all got to know what's the best time to trade, though. But these are the hours. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Forex is not open on weekend. I don't know who told me that story. Forex is closed on weekend, buddy. These are the trading hours. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Save that picture, the best forex market hours to trade, and save that because you're going to need that. I guarantee you, all you guys is going to need this right here. We're going to talk more about this as time progresses. You have to learn this element. You have to learn the hours. You got to be real understanding what you're doing. But if you into that short-term strategy, day trading, sorry for you, you're going to have a hard time making it through. Do you want to know the percentage of short-term strategy? Because I'll tell you why. This week, I'm going to tell you why long-term strategy is better. I don't have time to do it today. But I'm going to tell you why long-term strategy is a lot better. Most traders find more success in long-term strategy. Of course, you will have other folks on YouTube and all the other stuff. Oh, day trading. Yeah, you can make money. I'm not saying you cannot make money on day trading. But you can sure lose all your money, too, within 2 seconds. Do you really want to get stressed out doing that? I don't think so. Let's continue. Time is moving too fast. It's moving too fast here, you know? It's moving too fast. Move too fast. Hold on. Here goes another thing. Here goes something I want you guys to understand. I want you guys to start learning your pairs, which that would be Tuesday copy. Yeah, but what does it take mentally to achieve success? What does it take mentally to achieve success? Mentally is what we're talking about. Because you already know you got to be financially invested. This is what it takes. But mentally, I'm going to tell you right now, how many of y'all stressed out before doing trading? When you was upset, you was mad at everyone. What does it take mentally to achieve success? Patience. We talked about that earlier, didn't we? Understanding. And stability. You got to have patience. I'm telling you right now, man, that's what a lot of people fail at, impatience. People do it to me all the time. When I don't respond to them right away, you know what they do? They forget that I got a whole lot of other customers I have to deal with. So what they do is they call me on the phone so I can talk to them first. Because that's called impatient. Instead of them waiting, if you don't have patience in Forex, you're gonna make a lot of mistakes. If you're the type of person that fear, I'm telling you, you got to be patient when you trade. Understanding of what you're doing. You got to learn all these elements, which we're going to be talking about. Understanding when to trade, when not to trade. Understand how many pips should I put this to? If you got $300 in your account, how many pips? What should I put my leverage to? How do I multiply and divide? How do I research strategy? How do I understand the trading view graph charts? You have to understand all of that. And stability is the most important of it all. That guy didn't make it. Chelsea didn't make it. Probably was it serious? Y'all gonna see that a lot. Y'all gonna see a lot of people leaving because they're not serious. That's why 95% is so high. You got to have stability. You need a good working phone or a good working laptop. Okay? You got to be mentally stability too. You can't be having mixed emotions. This is so important, fellas and ladies, to understand all of this. I'm going to put everything on the map chart when class is over because I want to teach so much. I just want you to remember this. Do anybody remember what we talked about today? We don't have to do so much because I have someone I want y'all to listen to. His name is Abdul. Okay, so let's go over so far what we learned so far before we move to the next level. What have we learned today? What have we learned? Come tell you, so much we got to learn. We got a lot to learn, fellas and ladies. We got a lot of days coming. We got so much stuff to learn. This not even the beginning yet. This is just the start. We still on A. We got to go to B. We didn't get to B yet. We go to A, B, C, D, E, F. There's so much that needs to be taught. So what have we learned so far? Tell me, what have we learned so far? What did we talk about? We talked about what is Forex, the currency pairs, trading hours, brokers, how to be careful with them too, how you got to get the right brokers. What did we talk about? Are we listening, or did we lose an eardrum? Yeah, I'll let you guys type. All right. So while you're typing, what I'm going to do, I want y'all to listen to one of my customers. Yeah, there you go, basically. It's Forex trading, trading hours. We learned about best time for trading. We also learned about the currency pairs. We're going to talk more about some currency pairs. And we're going to talk about the markets. We got to talk about the commodities market, currency, iForex market. You know, cryptocurrency markets. It's a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about. We got to talk about markets, man. We got a long way to go, fellas. We got a lot to learn. We got a lot more stuff to learn. Because the time frame, we ain't got that much time. It's hard to tell you. But get that ebook. But right now, I want y'all to listen to my, I have a customer that's here. I want y'all to listen to my customer, okay? Listen to him. Where I'm telling you, listen to him. He's been here. He's from Africa. He's from Africa. He's in the United States now, but I want you guys to listen to him. Yeah, currency fair trade. Yeah, best broker, short term. There we go. And we're going to talk about strategy, the difference, all that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Currency fair. There we go. Okay, so let's listen to Abdu. Give me a second. And then after that, we'll be out of here. Hold on. Now, he did an interview with me. Now, it's a pre-recorded already. So he couldn't come in today, but we pre-recorded. So I did a pre-record. So it's about 12 minutes. Listen up to him, all right? I'm going to introduce him. It's pre-recorded because he couldn't come today. But I want y'all to listen to everything he has to say and listen to it because it's true. Here we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, people from all over, whether you're in America, United States, whether you're in Africa, Nigeria, Pakistan, Colombia, whether you're in Batman suit, in a Robin suit, Ninja Turtle suit, or whatever you may be, we are live right now, and I have a special guest who is about to talk about his experience here at Forest Effort. He's not a special guest. He's my loyal customer, and he's now like family. Now, understand, just because we're not blood, that doesn't mean we're not family. Blood means relatives. Family can be anyone. So I wanted to bring someone who's been here, who experienced it all. Because I believe when you follow, it's like sitting in the pulpit, listening to the preacher preach, it's good to hear from someone who actually experienced it. Because how can someone tell you something if they never experienced any of the all that they've been through here in Forex? Yes. Right, enough about me because I want to introduce this man. He's from Africa. Because I know he resides in United States of America, but I always wanted to make sure because sometimes a lot of these different countries, we got this mental mentality of putting images on each other's country for all the stuff that our country went through. Here, it's not about where you're from. It's about we're here for one thing only, to come together as a team and can make profit so we can feed our family. JR, I'm going to need you to go ahead and play that beat. Play that beat because you know we got to have some beat. Oh, for those who don't know who JR is, Gabriel, or some of y'all may call him Gabby. But let's get this going. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce Abdul.
First off, I want to say hello to all my brothers and sisters in the Forex Helper family, whether you're just coming on or thinking about getting on or been around for a minute like myself. You know, hope everybody's doing okay and holding on. So my name is Abdul Karim Sisse. I am originally from Sierra Leone, West Africa, I now live in Memphis, Tennessee. Moved down here from Virginia about maybe 5 or 6 years ago. But anyway, that's just a little bit about me. So I got into Forex last year, I think about September 2020, you know, and first started, you know, looking at all these videos like everybody else, YouTube or Instagram. And, you know, just seeing all these things out there, you know, a ton of information and trying to figure out, you know, which way to go and what to do and you know, just jumping on. So anyway, needless to say, I got on, you know, watched some videos, some basic videos, open up an account, you know, put some money in there and started trading. And, you know, this is not unique to me. Everybody can, you know, attest to that. As you go in, you know, start spending your money, you may win here and there just from luck because the market goes up and down anyways. So if you happen to catch that, you know, that direction, you're probably going to make some money. But at the end of the day, you're going to lose all your money, as I did, you know, several times. And luckily for me, I was on YouTube one day and I saw a video from Gabe, Gabriel, and you know, but I kind of liked what he was showing and what, you know, how he sounded and what he was talking about. So I, you know, checked it out and I went, actually, I saw the ebook on the video, like, you know, promoting the ebook. And then I looked that up and then I bought it and then I read the book. And once I read the ebook, I was like, okay, this is interesting. So then I signed up for the money management, the account management service and signal service. So I, you know, I was on there. And so, you know, initially I had a little bit of money in there and then, you know, was winning a little bit like in December, you know, November, but then, you know, January came and it was like, man, it was rough. It was rough. Like it shook me. I was going to quit actually, but thank God for TJ, the Wolf, you know, he called me up because he saw what I was doing, like, you know. Which was like really dumb. I mean, no, put on trades and as soon as it goes into blue, like I'd take them out. It really messed up my psyche, you know. So anyway, he called me and talked to me. He's like, man, you know, what are you, this is, you know, don't worry about this stuff. This happens, you know, don't get spooked by that. I mean, it happens. You're going to lose some, you're going to win some. And sure enough, that following month, actually by the end of January, like February, like, you know, the market was hot. And make, you know, some good profits. I'm like, okay, that, you know, so that was that. So I kind of went through that and dealt with that emotional, you know, roller coaster. And, you know, got past that and learned from it. And so anyway, here we are now. The past month or so has been rough again in the markets. But I haven't, you know, after having, you know, gone through that first time, I know what to expect. I mean, you're still learning. I mean, I'm still very new in Forex, you know, so less than a year. So it's still, you know, some of these things are still kind of hard to do. But by now, I've been studying a lot. I've been reading a lot and, you know, working on myself, you know, working on, you know, patience, you know, listening to Gabriel and TJ, you know, watching some of their old videos and so on. Just basically just learning, you know, just spending time on my education as far as Forex goes and how to really truly invest, you know. So and at first, you know, it was really hard to kind of buy in to what Gabriel was saying about the long-term strategy and the safest way to trade, which I would guarantee to everyone that, I mean, I'm new to Forex. I don't have all the experience, all, you know, I've not seen that much, but from my current knowledge, I can tell you or anyone that the long term way is the way to go, because you can sleep at night. You don't have to be stuck in front of a screen all day long, you know, checking, worrying, your heart rate going up and down. You can just, you know, set the trades in and leave them for however long you got to leave them, and then you collect profits or losses in some cases. I mean, it is what it is. You know, over time you get used to that, you know, it's just part of it, you know, and, you know, you keep on moving on. And, but for me right now, I mean, you know, my mindset is not really even on a day-to-day. I'm looking at a long-term, you know, goal here. We're talking years down the road, you know, because I wanted to make this into something, you know, something that I can definitely, you know, build off of in the future, and maybe even live off of. I don't know, but I'm definitely looking at long term. So the day to day, the short term, you know, changes that are happening, the, you know, profits and losses, that's, you know, so once you have that mindset, you're not even going to be worrying about losing a few hundred bucks here, a few hundred bucks there, because that's not the, you know, that's going to happen. You're going to get that back. You're going to get that back. But the main thing is, like, where do you want to go with this? If you just want to make a few bucks here and there, you can, but it's not going to go far. You know, you have to look at this as an investment, as a real investment that you would, you know, whether it's any big firm or company out there, you put your money in. And like Gabriel always says this, it's not, you're not even talking about 6 months in a lot of these cases. You're talking about years. At least a year in some cases, maybe 6 months depending on what it is, but you're looking at least a year, you know. So that's the actual way to invest, and that's kind of what I'm kind of coming around to, you know. But initially it's easy to kind of fall for that, you know, quick trading thing, you know, put some money in, you know, scalp. And I mean, you can do that if you have the knowledge, but for me, that's not where I'm at, you know. And I think that's the best way to look at it and the best way to go about this. It's a long term, and everybody's different. Everybody has a different goal, but for me, that's what I'm focused on. So I would advise anyone, you know, coming on or thinking about coming on like that, it's going to be hard to learn that or develop that, especially if you're not a patient person or you're new to this, because you're seeing every day, you see videos every day of people posting how much profit they've made, you know, $1,000 and so on and so forth. I don't know if it's a demo account, if it's true or not, but that's besides the point. The point is, what do you want to get out of this? What do you want to get out of this? How far you want to go with this? That's you should look at the bigger picture, you know. And once you make your mind, you know, once your mind, you know, you set your mind to the big picture, you're not going to be worrying too much about the day-to-day. That's going to make it so much easier for you. You know, so much easier. Of course, I'm still learning, but that's where, you know, I've arrived at that point. That's where my mind is at. So I would advise anyone to you know, to think the same way, or at least, you know, give that a thought. Oh, another thing, the case for long term, check that out. That was that kind of blew my mind when I saw that. The case for long term, the videos that Gabe has. On YouTube, check those out, and you would get a glimpse. You would get a glimpse of, you know, what he's talking about, and that did it for me. That sealed it for me, because I was already thinking about it anyways, but that sealed it for me. But anyway, without, you know, further ado, I'm already long-winded here. I can go on and on about this, you know, for hours, just sharing my experience and you know, and so on. But you know, stick with the Forex Helper. Or join if you haven't, and check it out for yourself. But the biggest thing is, you're going to have to learn, you're going to have to work on yourself, you know, edifying yourself, you know, learning a lot, you know, working on your emotions, working on your psychology. Those are very, very important. And unfortunately, nobody's going to do that for you. That part you have to learn on your own. You have to learn that part on your own. So that's the difficult part for most of us coming on. But over time, you know, it gets easier. But anyway, I'm going to stop there for now. You know, Gabriel is awesome. TJ is the man. You can call TJ. I call TJ. We talk all the time I just call him and we just talk. Like, not even about the account or trades or whatever. We just talk. He's a really, really, you know, cool brother. So, as you'll find out soon enough. But anyway, I'm going to stop there and, you know, I guess good luck and... You know, stay positive, and you know, let's go get it, man. Let's get the bag. All right.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
ForexHelper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
The financial markets can be very volatile. We'll help you navigate through the market storms. Now is the time to begin your long-term investment journey.
All righty, fellas, ladies. Y'all enjoyed? Y'all enjoyed the interview? Did y'all enjoy it? Hope you guys did. All righty. I'll say this. We only got like 5 minutes, y'all. We got 6 minutes. So let me say this. I'm going to put everything together, what we talked about today. I'm going to put it up here later so y'all can read it and be all there with certain links. Yeah. Malenko will tell y'all the truth, man. He's listen to him, man. Malenko, he has experience. Don't try to invest no money until you try yourself. And then I'm real honest with you. There are times where you might not be able to trade for yourself. You know, we do provide services. Where we'll trade for you on your behalf, but that's not here and there. We're gonna talk about that in the middle of next week or something like that by our services. But I'm gonna tell you right now, long term is the way to go. I'm gonna tell you, and others may disagree. If they disagree, tell them show you their account. Tell them how much they make. You know what I mean? So if they feel like short-term is better, day trading is better. So I really appreciate you guys coming. Yeah, exactly. I'm glad that you guys coming. I appreciate you that. Man, y'all are doing a wonderful job. I like to see y'all keep coming. Unfortunately, not everybody going to make it. I hate to say it. Anybody, you know, a lot of people, some people show up and then they leave. They're not serious. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So it's if you want to win, if you guys want to win, I'm telling you right now, you got to be ready. Because we got a lot more to teach, you know what I mean, next week. Now, remember, next week class will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You know, keep that in mind, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Get that ebook. Tell you, get that ebook. You know, get that ebook. Gotta get that ebook. What else? We only got a couple minutes. I only say so much. Thank you, Mr. Malenko. I thank you all for showing. A lot of y'all I love the way y'all participate, man. I like that. A lot of you guys are participating. I like that. What's in here? You know, I believe you guys will strive. I believe in you guys that you guys will strive. I want you guys to strive. I want you guys to make it. There's a lot of things we got to work on, and we will work on. Yeah. Three times in a week. Yeah, three times in a week. Cause we need more. Cause it's so much we gotta learn. It's so much we gotta learn. We gotta learn it right, you know? We don't wanna rush it, you know? We wanna learn it, you know? Before we go to the next level, we gotta learn it all. You know, but I don't want to do too much at one time, you know? Oh yeah, everything I have everything up. You know, it's a long weekend, so we won't see each other until Tuesday. Today, Thursday, okay. Keep in mind that I'm closed on Friday through Saturday and Sunday. I don't be available Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so. Got a couple minutes. Let's take it. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. My name is TJ. I'm the business counselor here at thefourexeffort.com. We'd like to thank those for listening to us. Keep in mind, we always live. We'll be live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you're in the United States of America, time would be 7 a.m. Central Time. If you're in South Africa, time would be 1 p.m. If you're in Nigeria, time would be 12 noon. If you're in any other area, please Google 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in your area so you can get the right, proper time. Again, we thank you all. We have many services to go. We long-term strategy, we're about winning. Our job is to make sure you all achieve your financial goals. My name is TJ. You also can hit me up at TJ@forexeffort.com. Or you can text me or contact me at area code starting with the 1-757-748-6722. Till next week. I tell Gabriel, you said what's up. Yeah, till next week. We'll be back live on Tuesday. We'll be back live on Tuesday, baby. Have a wonderful weekend. Y'all be safe out there. Drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble. Appreciate it. Likewise. I will be on all day today if y'all need me. Get my inbox. I'm about to go eat me some breakfast now. I will tell Gabriel that. I will let him know that. So. Alright, the wolf. Wolf out. No problem. No problem. Love you guys, and we out.